This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who is better at their job, Zach Wheeler or Jalen Hurts? 73.6% at Zach Wheeler. What a...
Well, there you go.
What a...
That'll make you feel good.
What, the poll?
Yeah.
It's real. This is about five people.
It's a 27% dead.
Yeah.
And Seltzer.
Ed Seltzer and Devin.
And Cowboy Caney.
Cowboy Caney. Richie.
Rhea.
Hugh Douglas.
I didn't realize Rhea had him. Like, Rhea is the, I think, for my money, like, the smartest one on that morning show.
By far.
Like, easily knows the most sports. I can't believe I'm being nice to Rhea after all the things she said to me about me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, we're
You know to stay on the right side.
We're all class.
Yes.
We pick our fights.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not one for me. But like, she knows sports better than anyone on that show.
Sure.
And like, to have Wheeler six is just disrespectful.
Yeah. Oh, speaking.
It wasn't
disrespectful. It's two. He should at least be two.
Six.
I came with y'all.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to stay out of the fray myself. Well, I don't need you two, both barrels pointing at me over here.
Now I want to find training day.
Yes.
Now I want to find Rhea's list.
So well, is it calling into question the entire list?
Well, it has to.
Has to.
Yeah.
I did have him at number three.
Yeah, because you know sports.
I do know ball.
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
I do know ball. And I had Jalen at four, so I didn't even have Jalen in front of him.
Because your eyes. You know, stop it. Your eyes. That's what it's all about.
So Rhea had Saquon Lane. Saquon Lane I could accept. Jalen, AJ, and then Jalen Carter ahead of Zach Wheeler.
Would you say?
Jalen Carter's a no.
Jalen Carter's probably a no for you.
And AJ's a no, too. AJ's great. I think I had AJ three or four. Mm-hmm. But I can't put him ahead of Zach at this point.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you think Zach is better at his job than AJ is at his?
That's a good question.
I do.
You do?
I do. Yeah. But not by much, but it's closer. You know, the reason I had him against above Saquon,
okay.
I can take the Saquon thing. Mm-hmm. I can understand the argument, is that Zach's done it for a longer period of time than Saquon has.
Right.
That's it. Mm-hmm. There's no denying what Saquon did. If you want to say Saquon's better based on that year, I'll take it. Whatever.
Right.
You know?
And I wouldn't have had AJ in front of Zach off the last year either.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Based off of the way I did my criteria.
Yeah. But again, that was because of the quarterback. Like, you watch AJ, is still a great player.
Absolutely.
Well, and the argument would be AJ over the last 3 or 4 years has been one of the three best wide receivers.
I agree.
Football.
Yeah.
The one that's a sticking point for me is Lane. Like, I love Lane. I get Lane. But, like, it's an offensive line.
No, you're right.
Like, I understand the Lane thing.
But again, that goes back to the whole position thing.
Sure. Yeah.
It's your job description. So you're saying Lane, by the way, top three all time. Not top three in the league.
Oh, yeah. I think I had Lane too.
No, not all-time Eagle. Yeah. I'm talking about Fritz was top three in the history of football.
He just doesn't respect offensive linemen.
Deny that, Ike.
Yeah. I'm not denying it. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
In the history of the game.
I get it.
Versus.
Right tackle. I mean, like, what are we? It's like how we start overrating the.
Nope.
We start overrating the center position because of Kelce. Like, I never heard about the center position.
No, we started paying attention to the center position.
Hank Fraley was also a great center. Jamal Jackson was a great center.
He was.
All of a sudden, it's like, center this. How important the center is. The center, 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 center. Like,
they probably feel the same way.
They might.
Yeah.
They might.
I felt like I was pretty good.
Yeah, that it all took off once. Kelce became the center.
And he's great. I just had never heard the.
By the way, it took off once the speech happened.
The speech.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah.
It's him playing, but also the speech.
Yes.
There is one Eagle who is not on anyone's top 11 list or
could
former Eagle.
Could be on the top 11 bust list.
Could. Bryce Huff. So Bryce did. Where was this? Where Bryce Huff
was? It was on
strong?
Some San Francisco 49ers podcast.
Okay. Yeah,
he thought we weren't going to hear it.
Yeah. Wrong town, pal.
Here's what Bryce Huff had to say.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if I'm being 100% honest with you, I wanted to trade, like, fairly early on. And just because of how things went in Philly, like, I knew pretty early on that it wasn't a fit. But, like, being a signing of that magnitude, like, being undrafted and going and getting that contract and being in Philly, like, the expectations are at an all-time high. So I knew a trade wasn't going to happen during the season. But I just kind of, like, talked to my agent about it. I was like, yeah, when it's all said and done, like, I might need to step, you know, just to be able to put myself in the best position to ball out and have a fruitful career. And there's a plethora of things that went down. I don't want to get into specifics, but
of course,
I, like, being in the league for five years last year, I'm going into my sixth right now, but being in the league for 5 years, I kind of knew what it felt like for me to be, to be in a good situation, you know, and that's just what I was like, yeah, I gotta look out for myself and do what I think is best. So, I mean, I kind of knew where it was headed, like, fairly early on into the season, but probably even training camp, if I'm being honest with you. But so when everything kind of popped off, it was just like, yeah, all right, let's get to work.
All right. I'm trying not to go viral here. I am. Dude, if you don't shut the hell up, they paid you a boatload of money to come here. You're an undrafted player that had never been a proven starter. They paid you as if you were a proven every down player. That's how they paid you last year. And for you to talk about you knew fairly early that this wasn't a good fit and you didn't want to be here and you wanted to get traded, but you knew it wouldn't happen during the season. Here's what I say to that. You lack a competitive fire, my guy, because I don't know what they asked you to do down there. I don't know what Vic Fangio asked you to do that you didn't like. Maybe they asked you to be a complete football player instead of a third down pass specialist that comes in when it's an obvious passing situation. You can just pin your ears back and chase the quarterback. Maybe they asked you to do a little more than just that because they paid you damn good money. Right? If you wanted to get paid like a specialist, then they could have paid you $3-4 million and say, you're just going to be our third down guy. We bring you in, let everybody else do the work, get us the third and long, and then we'll turn you loose like they did in New York. See, you were something of a found jewel in New York. So, like, when the coaches discover a guy that everyone else passed on and they help you develop and you turn into a decent player, you become like the apple of their eye. Because they felt like they saw something in you that no one else did, even though they didn't want to pay you. Even though they were smart enough to know you're not that guy, so you go get your money somewhere else. And now we'll take you back because somebody else paid you. And being on the 49ers, you're going to play for what? I don't know, veteran minimum or whatever it is. They're not going to pay you any money out there. to go play out there? The thing that irritated me by hearing him talk about that is the lack of wanting to fight to prove that he was what they thought he was.
That he could do what they wanted him to do.
What they wanted you to do.
It seems like he got here, they said, you should do that, and he's like, well, I don't want to do that. And then that was it.
Thank you.
You know?
That's exactly what it sounds like to me, is that he was out once he realized he wasn't going to get to play the way he is accustomed to playing in, when he was with the Jets and that defense. They're asking you to do a little bit more, brother. They paid you to do a little bit more.
Give it a try.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what irritated me, that he was already checked out and was ready to go.
There is actually one question I have about that. Talk about it in 1 second.
Yeah.
Right after we talk about something more important than Bryce Huff.
Yeah. Hardest wood I had ever touched.
That's right, sex. Don't worry if you're in the car with your child. They're not going to have any idea what we're talking about right now. We're going to get through it in a second. But if like you want your lovin' to perform better than that guy.
We're guys like to be stroked.
Yeah, you want to be top of the line. And I know you've heard us talk about Blue Chew. And in the back of your mind, you're like, I should give that a try. And here's the best part. Your first month, if you do it right now, your first month will be free. And think a month, that's at least, how many times are you going to get to use the Blue Chew?
At least once.
Yeah, at least once. And if you're not a married guy, maybe three times.
Oh!
You know, it is a chewable. That's why they call it Blue Chew, which is better than a pill. On your way home, maybe you know that it's time. You pop that in there while you're driving. As you get very close to it home.
Right.
You know.
Not when you first get in the car.
No.
Depends on your commute.
In the chewable, there is the same active ingredients, that stuff that you want, the good stuff. Levitra, Staxin, same active ingredients as that, as Viagra, Cialis. And all that nonsense you don't want to deal with. You don't want to deal with a doctor's appointment. How annoying is that?
Got to talk to him.
Very annoying.
It's going to take a few months to even get the appointment. Then you get in there.
That's
for
sure.
You got to look him in the eye and say, well, you don't have to do that. You just go to bluechew.com. You do it all online.
Don't look him in the eye.
No.
But you guys don't understand how small it is.
Yeah, especially not for too long. Look him in the eye. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. They're going to mail it right to you in a discreet
package.
Yes.
There it is. Hard. Well, you're the hard
you're
package
the hard
guy.
Yep. The first month is free. You do everything online. It takes you 5 minutes. They figure out what the right mix is for you. Go to bluechew.com. Use code 94. All you're going to do is pay for the shipping. And then you'll be ready to...
chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
The only question I have about Bryce Huff, which does not change any of the things that you said, but I think about, is one... Howie Roseman's decision to sign a guy who was not going to be a fit in, or at least not shown he was a fit in Vic Fangio's system. That is the first thing. And the second thing that we'll never know is the conversations between Bryce Huff's agent and Howie Roseman saying, hey, my guy is this, and historically Vic is this.
Right.
Is my guy going to get a chance to do what my guy does? And that is I think it would be a different situation now that Howie and Vic have worked together for a year successfully.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Knowing what he knows, but I also wonder if Bryce Huff got here, think again, not excusing, once you get here, like this is a good situation with good players, chance to win the Super Bowl, do whatever you can. But I wonder if he got here thinking, hey, they're going to let me do this.
They're going to use me this way.
And then they're using me that way. And the only credit I'll give him, one small amount of credit, is we never heard the entire time Bryce Huff's pissed off. Like, there was never a leak or
yeah, but
a...
Yeah, that speaks to his competitive nature, though.
No, it doesn't.
You don't think so?
No.
I would think if he was, like, mad that he wasn't... I don't sense a guy that was mad he wasn't on the field and trying to fight
That's probably true.
Tooth and nail to get
on. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. You're saying it speaks to his competitive nature that he didn't complain
that he didn't
about
bitch.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't... The funny thing is, this kid was here, and I don't remember anything significant he ever said while he was here. So it's
or did.
It's not like he had a whole lot to say. My only thing is, I can understand you feeling like, you know what, I'm not being used to the best of my ability. I get that. I will also tell you, the sense that I got was that he was also unwilling to compromise.
100% agree
embrace
on that. Yes.
What they were asking him to do.
At least, like every other guy, like every other guy here.
Yes.
Every other guy on the defensive line got better.
That's my only thing. So he may go out there and he's playing with Robert Saleh again, so he feels comfortable. And
he'll have a bunch of sacks. I'm sure. Yeah.
Mentally, he's probably in the right place. But I hear that. And I hear that and I say, dude, you were an undrafted player 5 years ago. You got a chance to realize your dream by getting invited to a camp, making a team, and then it went past your wildest dreams. You got financial security. Let me throw a cherry on top of that. You got to experience something that a lot of players wish they had the opportunity to experience.
Bryce Huff is a Super Bowl champion.
Yes, brother, you are a Super Bowl champion. You are attached with this team forever, for good or bad. You're attached to this team. What about the guys you were in the locker room with every day? Did you make any friends? What about the brotherhood? See, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like to me he may have kept to himself. Right? Didn't necessarily ingratiate himself with everyone else because, in his own words, I knew this wasn't going to work early.
He gave up right away.
He gave up early. So how much did he buy into, you know what I'm saying, being a part of this team? While they were winning, by the way. I mean, it is a Super Bowl winning team, and you're still over here pouting about what?
And they all seem to like each other. I mean, like on the defensive side.
Everybody on the team liked each other. Yeah. It didn't seem like Bryce Huff didn't have any relationship here.
It just, if Brandon Graham in year 17 can figure out a way to be a productive player, and that's not a dismissal of Brandon Graham, but if he's like, I have a different defensive coordinator, if Jalix Hunt, a third round pick who was playing, you know, not major college football, could work his way into being a productive edge on this football team, something just tells me that if Bryce Huff tried, he would have been able to figure out how to be productive, you know, in some way. 215-592-9494. Mike in Williamstown, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
What's up, Mike?
What up, Mike?
So I got a couple bones to pick here, mainly Spike, and then Jack, you're toe-tagged in there. But all the slander on Jalen, man.
It's not slander.
It's no discredit to Zach Wheeler. He is the best. You can't compare them to in the positions they are.
Be sure you can.
Now, I haven't heard you guys give Jalen his flowers. He's the Super Bowl MVP. And you just sit here and you just still compare him to a pitcher that pitches. You know, no discredit to Zach Wheeler. He's an ace.
No, not at all.
Hey, you know, but Jalen does what he does. You just compared him to Joe Flacco? I mean...
No, I were you listening? Okay, well, let me ask you something. Didn't Joe Flacco, when the pressure was on, play his best?
I mean, come on.
Mike, stop for a second. Did Joe Flacco, let's just think about the history of football. Because if you remember correctly, I don't know if you do or not, after Joe Flacco won the Super Bowl, the big debate about Joe Flacco was whether he was an elite quarterback or not. It was the cookie cutter national sports talk debate, whether Joe Flacco was an elite quarterback because he played the best at the best at the most important time. So I'm going to ask you again, why is it discrediting Jalen to, by the way, Joe Flacco is still in the NFL, and with five quarterbacks on the team, the players want Joe Flacco to be the quarterback. So I'm not a huge Joe Flacco guy, but let's not act like the guy did nothing in his career. He was a winning quarterback. He won a Super Bowl. He played great in the playoffs. Great. So why is it discrediting Jalen to compare who everyone tells me the bonus of Jalen, the great thing about Jalen is that he plays well when it means the most. So why is it discrediting Jalen to compare him to a quarterback who was described the exact same way?
He is physically like three times dimensional that Joe Flacco. Jalen is three times dimensional that Joe Flacco could ever be.
Well, because he could run faster?
Well,
Flacco's got a way better arm. Man.
Yeah, of course, yeah, but...
Well, he's a quarterback. It's part of it. Being good at throwing is certainly part of it. Again, why... See, if I was... Like, this just shows the sort of, like, demented slant that you are putting on this entire conversation, that you think that I am insulting Jalen Hurts. By the way, what I was trying to do was not compare Jalen specifically to Joe Flacco. What I was trying to do was Chuck was telling me the reason that Hurts was better than Wheeler is because Hurts is a champion and Zach Wheeler is not. So I asked him, because he likes Bryce Harper, is Bryce Harper better than champion Joe Flacco? And he said yes. Now, again, I'm going to ask you, Joe Flacco, just yes or no question, did or did not play his best in the most important games? Yes or no?
Yes, he did.
So why is it insulting to compare Joe Flacco to Jalen Hurts?
It's insulting because Jalen Hurts just won the Super Bowl.
Okay, but Joe Flacco also won a Super Bowl. Like,
give him his flowers, dude. I don't understand.
He won a Super Bowl. This conversation, he didn't lead the team. He didn't lead the team. It's not what happened. It's not what happened, Mike. You are making me do this. He didn't lead the team.
No,
Saquon Barkley led the team.
Slander Jalen, man.
I'm not slandering him. You don't live in reality. Comparing him to Joe Flacco at this point is not slander. It is the exact same thing.
It's so not. Jalen is the guy.
He's the guy. Let me ask you this. Just quick question. How many times did Joe Flacco's head of security and teammate have to visit him at home to tell him to talk to his teammates and be more of a leader? How many times?
We might have seen that.
How many times? How many times, Mike?
In the media.
Zero?
We didn't see it for Joe Flacco. I'm sure there was calls.
Of course, if it happened, we would have known about it.
How would we have known about it?
The same way we know about it with Jalen, Mike!
Dude. We're in Philly.
You're not 10 anymore. Mike, you're a grown-up. What are you, 40? You're 40 years old. You're married. You got kids. You got a job. You got a whole life. It's time to grow up. It's time to be an adult, man. It's time to be an adult and grow up. It is. You gotta grow up, Mike. You gotta grow up and stop being so personally offended by everything. It is not insulting, and it's not like I came on the air and said, "All Jalen Hurts is Joe Flacco." I've never said that, but Joe Flacco is the exact thing that you are describing Jalen as. It's the exact same thing. This argument that we're having about Jalen Hurts being elite is the same exact argument that people had about Joe Flacco. It's the same thing. It's the same argument. Those arguments happen, right, with Joe Flacco?
Sure.
The elite is
usually
Joe Flacco.
Usually when a team wins the Super Bowl, people will start to want to place the quarterback in the elite category.
And quarterbacks like Jalen or Joe Flacco are difficult to have that conversation.
Well, that's why the debate always happens, because they're like, well, they won the Super Bowl, but are they really in that class?
Yes.
Well, Flacco's 2012 run was pretty ridiculous.
I mean, he was awesome.
11 touchdowns, no picks.
Come on.
The difference is, when Flacco won, it came out of nowhere, and it was 1 year.
Yeah, for sure, yes.
When Jalen won, he had already been to a Super Bowl.
100%. That's why you're the host.
There's a difference.
Was waiting for him to make that point.
Yep, but he couldn't do it.
Come on, caller.
Too busy crying.
Y'all are nuts.
Jack, what do you have coming up in the top 5 of 5?
What are we doing?
It's a lot of pressure to respond when you're coming down on him.
Well, look, man.
Yeah. This one's been bursting at the seams. He's not even fasting Spike anymore.
No. You see the difference?
Oh, yeah. You're back. You ate a little bit.
You see the difference?
Yeah. Yes.
You see the difference?
So I'm doing What Are We Doing? WIP edition.
Oh, What Are We Doing? WIP edition?
And more attacks.
Yeah. That's coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.